I think every year the Senior Bowl is kind of like that. You're talking about 100 of the best players in the country. I think, what, 83 of them got drafted a year ago. I look at this game and say you get an opportunity to watch two NFL coaching staffs coach a team, and that's why the stands are so full. And it's not just – A, you get an opportunity to see them live, and then B, you get a chance to take that tape home and really study it, and it gives you an edge on these kids. You can get an opportunity to get them in your building, to talk to them, work them out. I think the Senior Bowl every year gives you that kind of opportunity. And talk about level the playing field. You know, you take a look at this kid Quesenberry, a guard from San Jose State. I didn't know much about this kid. I only saw one tape coming in. He's stoning everybody in one-on-one. He's a former walk-on. And the fact that these kids get an opportunity to level the playing field and come up and say, I don't care if you're a BCS school or not, we're going to come out here and compete. And that's what this whole thing's about. And that's why it resonates so much with coaches and general managers.
Last year, the quarterback class defined that draft, and guys like Whedon, among the others, were taken in the first round, and others who weren't taken in the first round are competing, and Colin Kaepernick and so forth. Do you see this clearly as a more wide-open type of draft for the quarterback position, and what about guys like Ryan Nazib and others here, Zach Dysart, who might be able to make some hay?
I think this year's quarterback class is going to define the overall class just like last year. And you don't have the top end certainty like we had the year before with Luck, with RG3. You checked off every box, toughness, physicality, talent, you know, off the field, on the field, work ethic. It was easy. They were easy to do. Now, this year, it's a lot different. What you see now is sporadic talent. You see first round talent, but it's nowhere near as consistent. It's not as easy. So Mike Lennon, if you put the fourth quarter on against Florida State, it's a first round talent. However, there's a bunch of other tape that screams otherwise. Same thing with Landry Jones. It's first round talent. Big arm, make every throw, but why are you so good against West Virginia and so bad against Kansas State? So it's not as simple as a year ago, but the talent's out there. I like Dysart. This Nassib kid reminds me a little bit of Andy Dalton and Kirk Cousins. Plus or minus 6'2", smart, understands the game, athletic, loves the game, watches a ton of tape. Dysart was on a bad football team. Didn't have offensive linemen and wideouts to compete with the schedule he played. How good is he really? So what I'm trying to say is there are a ton of questions out there. A lot harder to evaluate than a year ago, but still pretty exciting because there's talent there.
How do the pass rushers and cornerbacks look? Two areas of need for the Browns in this particular crop.
I've only seen two of the North practices so far. We haven't seen the South yet. But from the North side, Trufant, the corner from Washington, Poyer, the corner from Oregon State, quick-footed. They've been dominant on one-on-one drills so far. Competitive, feisty, aggressive, tough, and on tape, they're the same way. Very, very quick-footed. Not as big as you'd like. That's the knock on those two kids. In this league where everybody, all the receivers are 6'3 and 6'4, it's a different kind of world out there. But I like those two kids a lot from what I've seen so far. T.J. McDonald, the safety, I think, has had a good couple practices so far. From the pass rush side, the kid from UCLA, Dayton Jones, has been solid. But I think the offensive linemen have won more often than the defensive linemen. However, I haven't gotten a chance to see the South yet. And Ezekiel Ansah from BYU, really interesting kid. Tape, you go, wow, explosive athlete, big, long, all those things, but not much tape. He's new to the game of football. So I'm anxious to see the South today because I think there's some pass rush potential on that team.
Any receivers that intrigue you at least so far?
Yeah, the Wheaton kids had a couple good practices from Oregon State, catches the football well. Kid from Kansas State is a big-bodied former quarterback who's a little different, 228 pounds. I thought he's done a nice job with some of his route running. And the kid from Marshall is a bigger wide receiver with some explosion to him, and I liked him on tape also.